Would the House please come to order? House, please come to order. Pursuant to the order from the proclamation from Governor Knowles, we are here for the second special session. I hope that this will go on the record as the shortest special session in the history of Alaska. The members, please their presence by voting. Madam Clerk, would you tally the board?
33 members present.
We do have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, may the record reflect that there are several members missing because of plane connections and the like, and we'll make up for them tomorrow.
Leading the invocation today is the Honorable Representative Joe Green. Will the members please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather in your presence. Lord, we, as children of yours, know that without you we are nothing. Dear God, we would ask that though you make us individuals and that we come from various parts of the state representing people of individuality, Lord, we are again all your children, Lord, and we would ask that the Holy Spirit be with us so that in our deliberations there will be no rancor or malice, that we would arrive at a decision that would be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Representative Green. Representative Foster, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Davies?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread across the journal. Clerk, please certify the journal for the previous legislative day.
For the 6th and 7th legislative days of the first special session and the final supplement for the second session and first special session.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Unanimous consent that the House Journal is certified by the Chief Clerk be approved.
Without objection, the House Journal stands approved. This brings us down to introduction. Yes, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It is my pleasure to introduce two guests and someone from our state that is accompanying them, guests from Russia via Seattle. First, my pleasure to introduce the Honorable Andrei V. Neklenka, the Consul General of the Consulate General of the Russian Federation in Seattle. The Consul General graduated from the elite Moscow Institute of International Relations in 1981, and in his 17-year career, he had a position in the Russian Embassy in Argentina and was previously the Chief Assistant to the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation. Besides his native Russian, the Consul General speaks Spanish and English very well. We just found that out. With the Consul General is Vasily Yunik, the first consul to the Consulate General in Seattle, and also Jeff Berliner, the trade specialist with the Alaska Department of Commerce. Would you please give a grand Alaskan welcome to Consul General Andrei Neklenka and First General Vasily Yunik.
Mr. Consul General, a warm welcome from the House of Representatives in Alaska. Further guests for introduction, Representative Bryce.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Kratovich Gallery, I have a guest down from Fairbanks, the president of Tanon Chiefs Conference. Would the body please help me welcome Will Mayo?
Representative Scott.
Hey, Madam Speaker. Since I expect also that this will be a very brief session for us, I want to take this time to introduce our pages for our second special session. We have all rookies with the exception of Andy, who was our assistant, who is now playing the role of sergeant-at-arms. With him as assistant is Rebecca. Over on the body's right is Meyer. The body's left over there is Dave, and back in the back here by the doors, we have Melinda. So I would ask everybody to be very patient with our rookies and welcome them to this House floor.
Representative Hodgins.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Oh, I see my guest has left. What I'd like to do, although, is just invite everybody to a grand time here in Juneau, and I know that this is not the best time of the year for us to be here. For all of you that did not get a room and have to sleep in your offices, welcome to Camp Juno.
Further guests for direction? Representative Nicolai? I'll stand at ease. Order. Representative Bryce?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Somebody who just snuck into the Pradovich Gallery, and I didn't get to catch him when I made the first introduction. Also with Tanana Chiefs Conference and down from Fairbanks is Shirley Lee.
Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I see an old friend and also the president of the Shalista Corporation down here. I'd like to welcome the body to welcome Matthew Nicolai.
Representative Ivan.
Madam Speaker, it's not every day that we get this opportunity. In the Taylor Gallery behind me, we have Mike Williams of Akiak. He's run the Iditarod for sobriety. I think he keeps his dog team in shape. You could see how his stature today. Also with him is Nelson Opak of Tuntutuliak, works at Anchorage for AFN. Also, I see over in the Pradovich Gallery, we have Myron Nanning, president of Association of Village Council Presidents, based out of Bethel. Would you please help me welcome these folks? Can I ask for IDs too, please?
House stand at ease. House come to order. Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. With the post at Covered, I neglected to also introduce Myron's wife, Agnes Nanning, and their children, Harley, Ashley, and Anna. Also in the Taylor Gallery, we also have Tim Andrew that works for AVCP from Bethel. Please help me welcome these folks.
Representative Nicolai.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and welcome back.
Thank you.
I have a constituent in the Taylor Gallery, and would you please stand, Art Heckman from Pilot Station. He's a business manager. He's involved in the local politics, and he's also the chairman of the Chalista Corporation Board. Please join me in welcoming Art Heckman to Juneau.
Representative Davies.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. No stranger to this body, down from my district, Dick Bishop with the Outdoor Council. And I'd also like to issue a special welcome to Melinda Wilcox, one of the pages, who's also from my district.
Further guests for further guests for introduction? At this time, we will stand in recess. Mr. Minority Leader?
Speaker, before we recess, I'd just like to announce that the minority will have a short caucus down at the end of the hall or wherever I can find an open building. And, of course, our caucus will be open, Madam Speaker, as I know. Issues that we have to discuss today are so important to the people, and I encourage you to do the same.
We will stand in recess for a majority caucus and a minority caucus, and the plan is to reconvene about 5 o'clock. So if people would be available to come back in around 5 o'clock. House is in recess. When we went into recess, we were under introduction of guests, or just finished introduction of guests. Are there further guests for introduction? This brings us down to messages. Do we have messages from the governor?
No, Madam Speaker.
Messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
Citation honoring Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council by Representative Hodgins. Honoring Gordon C. Jensen on his 80th birthday by Representative Grusendorf. Honoring E. Jean Kaufman by Representative Roachberg. Honoring Royce Roberts, Kenai River Homeowners Advocate by Representative Hodgins. Honoring Keith Story by Representative Ryan. honoring Donna Tolman by Representative Covina and Senator Lincoln, honoring Christine Smith by Representative Bryce, honoring Youth Restoration Corps by Senator Torgerson, honoring Bruce J. Tedson School Board Service by Senator Mackey, in memoriam Jean R. G.R. Williams by Representative Phillips, in memoriam Hazel Parrish Heath by Representative Phillips, in memoriam Steve Halfling by Representative Roachberg, in memoriam Eske Eskeson by Representative Roachberg, in memoriam Ernest William Ernie Nackstead, Kenai Pioneer by Representative Hodgins. House Joint Resolution 201 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to establishing a priority for subsistence uses of fish and wildlife and relating to the effective date and repeal of the subsistence amendment.
They refer to the Rules Committee.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Bills today for introduction.
House Bill 2001 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled an act authorizing the Alaska Legislative Council to sue on behalf of the state concerning the validity of a rural subsistence priority conferred in federal statute and providing for an effective date.
Rules Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Madam Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Clerk, please read any item on the daily calendar.
There's nothing on today's calendar.
This brings us to unfinished business. Committee announcements. Representative Bundy.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8 to interview candidates for the Legislative Fiscal Office. And weather permitting, legislation session permitting, they will meet also Wednesday morning at 8:30.
Okay. Further committee announcements? General announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader. House stand at ease.
The House stand in adjournment until 4 p.m. tomorrow.
We are adjourned till 4 p.m. tomorrow.